In recent years, environmental considerations in locating roads have become major concerns. Here is Wayne O'Mara, a project officer with the Road User Environment Section.
Yeah, before the 80s it was, we're building a road that's going to go here, that's it. Right, the water comes off the road, there's a nice creek there, we'll put in the creek. But it's especially the last couple of years that legislation has changed, where now they've got fisheries involved, where if water comes off the road, you just can't dump it into the nearest stream because it might have fish in it. Because their very first big test they had was the F3, which went through back of Hornsby. It also went through a national park. We chose a line, and then national parks had one of their people go through, which is an archaeologist. They had someone from the botanical gardens. They walked the line. They found any endangered species of plants, wildlife, archaeological features like Aboriginal carving and things like that, and they found a couple, so we had to adjust the line.
Flood studies are another important element in planning roads. John Vickery, a senior road designer with the RTA, recalls collecting anecdotal evidence for a flood investigation.
There was a project that was going on, I believe it was up north, somewhere up the north. They used to go and check whenever you do a road project, you'd go and talk to the locals. I mean, you'd have all your calculated flood levels and dates and everything else, but they did all that in this particular area and went to this one property owner. Yep, I had a little shed down there, he said. The floodwaters came up, halfway up the shed. I've got a nail in it and I can show you exactly where it is. So they go and look at it. Oh, beauty, great. Survey it, come back to the office, which metres above what they'd been told before. And they had several visits back to this property because he was the only one that it just didn't quite ring true. Anyway, they went back once and his wife was there and she said, that's exactly where it came to. That's why he moved the shed from down there up to here.